Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Our churches teach that the remembrance of the saints is to be commended in order that we may imitate their faith and good works according to our calling. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today the church commemorates two apostles. Saint Philip, the one of the 12, and Saint James, the son of Alphaeus. Today, lots of Bible stories could supply us with wonderful examples of their faith and good works and make this celebration a whole lot easier. As it turns out, stories for Philip are slim. For James, none. So what are we to make of Philip and James? What are we to make? That's the wrong question. Far better to ask, what does Jesus make of Philip and James? Evangelist John tells us that Jesus is with his disciples in the upper room. Jesus startles them. Where I'm going, you can't come. Imagine how this makes the disciples feel. Philip and James have 3 years of seminary training under their cincture belts, one-on-one with Jesus. Field work with the 12, vicarage with the 72, plenty of stories there. But now, what are they to do if they're physically separated from Jesus? Jesus knows the disciples' questions. Jesus knows your questions too. The disciples are troubled. There's Peter, troubled by the spoiler alert that he will deny Jesus not once, but three times. And Thomas, troubled about where Jesus is going, troubled that he doesn't have an address he can enter into his GPS. In their agitation and confusion, Peter and Thomas take turns asking the wrong questions. As always with Jesus, the wrong questions lead to right teaching. Right teaching delivers God's promises, and God's promises bring comfort. Don't let your hearts be troubled. In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. I'll come again. I'll receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Then Jesus says something that troubles Philip. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know the Father and have seen him. Philip wants more than he's getting. Don't we all? Philip wants to see for himself. Lord, show us the Father, and that'll be enough. Jesus speaks plainly. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Philip, what are you asking? Do you really want to see what kind of home builder God the Father is? Lord, if I can just take a peek at those special places, it'll be enough. I'll be good to go wherever you send me. If I can just get a glimpse of the room the Father built for me, I can face a world full of troubles a whole lot better. And maybe, just maybe, I'll never pester you or my district president ever again. Jesus doesn't want Philip to bargain with him. Jesus wants Philip to walk by faith, to believe and trust his promises. That's what Jesus wants for you. We hear of Philip and James by name for the last time in the Acts of the Apostles. Jesus has ascended to his Father in heaven. Once again, the apostles, those men who Jesus chose and breathed into the office of the public ministry, are in the upper room. They devote themselves to prayer and await the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Matthias is chosen to take the place of Judas Iscariot. Yes, Jesus has his 12, equipped, ready to go. And yes, Philip has his faith and his good works to do. So does James. So do you. What are those good works? They are what our Lord Jesus Christ has instituted, what he sends his apostles, Philip and James, out to do. Holy baptism, holy absolution, holy communion. Jesus sends them out to call to repentance, to preach salvation in his name, to teach the faith, to make disciples, to feed his lambs, to comfort troubled hearts. That's what Jesus makes of St. Philip and St. James. That's what Jesus makes of you. That's what we celebrate today. Scripture doesn't tell us where in the world Jesus sends Philip and James. It's not so important, is it, that we know the where of the sending, the geography, the dart on the map? What's really important is the who of the sending. Evangelist John tells us the resurrected Jesus appears to his apostles. He shows them his nail-scarred hands, his spear-struck side. Jesus says to Philip, to James, to all of them, to you, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you. Amen.